This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart. Hey everyone, welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And we are here with none other than the happy newlyweds, Gary and Teresa. Welcome to Happy Hour and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's good to see you both.
Yeah, it's great to see you guys. Yeah.
It's good to see you guys. We're so happy for you. The wedding looked amazing. We're so excited to chat with you about all the things. And we were so sad we weren't able to make it. But I know you're going to fill us in and answer all of our burning questions and our listeners' burning questions today.
We were so sad you weren't there too.
And we'll do the best we can.
That's all we ask for, Gary. Just the best you can.
We weren't able to be there because we both had trips that were pre-planned that were a conflict in scheduling. But the night of the wedding, we were flying out early the next morning. But the night of your wedding, we were at a hockey game, which was gifted to Joe and I for Christmas. And I was literally like following along as we're watching the hockey game with the wedding. I'm like, oh my God, look at her dress. Look at the flowers. Look at all of this.
We'll do it again.
I was there in spirit.
Oh, that's great.
All right, Serena, where should we get started? All right. So you guys, you fall in love on television. You have this engagement on TV, first Golden Bachelor, first season, everything so extravagant and wonderful, and you guys look great. What made you want to get married immediately?
Wow. So there's a number of factors, I guess. But, you know, the first one is when you look at someone and you know it's right and you're 72, you realize that, waiting a month or a couple of months could possibly be a large percentage of the remaining days you have on earth. And so if you're sure.
That's Gary, don't be so bleak. You have a lot of time. You guys.
It's like, you kind of want to get to it if it's right.
Yeah. Well, and Teresa, I know you said that you planned a wedding in what, like 2 days, your first marriage?
Yeah, that's actually true. I mean, it was my mom who did it. And I don't even know how she got photographers and flowers and a cake and a church. We actually did get married in a church, but then the reception was in our basement. So I don't know how she did that, but yeah.
That's amazing. So a month felt like a lifetime for you. Yeah, we're like, oh my gosh.
So much luxury of time. So great.
Yeah.
We had a Christmas time too.
And then you have both been married before. You both had weddings before. Was there anything going into this wedding that you were like, I want to do this differently, or I loved this last time, that you kind of brought into the planning process?
Well, so totally different that we had every single member of our family in the wedding. So that was really such an extravagance to be able to have them. I really miss seeing my grandsons come down and the girls come down. You know, I missed, and granddaughters. I would have loved to have seen that. But to have every single member of our family part of it was really the most important part to me.
And I think that for, at least for me, and I think for both of us, time slowed down during this ceremony and during this process. Whereas when we were both in our very early 20s, when we first got married, things were a lot more frantic. You know, just like Teresa said, you know, the 2 days to put together a wedding. And this time, you know, I was able to savor every moment leading up to it. And I really enjoyed all those moments.
That's amazing. Yeah, because I guess the first time, I mean, we just went through it, so we can relate to the first time, is so hectic and so overwhelming. Do you feel like you had a sense of like, I know what I'm getting myself into. I know what the day is going to be like. And I can really just take in all of these moments.
Yeah. And I really was able to just completely forget that this was televised. I said, I'm just going That's to good. Be in the moment. I was really overwhelmed. And I walked out and I saw all these beautiful faces and people and all the love and support. And that just filled me up. And I really was, I think you were too, able to just totally forget the fact that we were on TV and we just lived in the moment.
Not only that, but once I walked down the aisle and I turned around and I saw Teresa, I think the only people that I really was aware of was her and all of our family members. And the entire audience just kind of became just a mass because I only wanted to focus on those people. So that's really quite a difference from the first time around.
Yeah.
The thing is, he wanted that moment where he saw me, but we had that moment earlier in the day.
Oh, you so did have a first look.
We did have a first look.
Yeah, during photos.
Yeah.
So oh, that's nice. Did you guys say you wanted to have the first look? Because I know that was a big conversation between Joe and I, of if we were going to do first look at the aisle or first look in private.
I think Gary really wanted to see the first look in the aisle. But then, you know, it made more sense to do it.
Otherwise we'd have been taking up reception time with photos. Mm-hmm. And that was a hell of a good reception. Let's face it. Yeah. I didn't want to miss any of that.
Don't take that into it.
It looked very fun. That was kind of our logic as well when we did the first look. It just really worked so that we didn't have to miss any of the wedding, which is obviously so fun.
Before the Golden Bachelor came to existence, did either of you ever imagine having another huge wedding reception again?
No, not at all. This is a complete surprise. This is crazy.
Okay, going to the reception or just like wedding day or week of wedding, was there any moment where you're just like, this is so surreal.
Gosh, there were so many moments.
So many of them.
They were all so surreal. Like, and when I was in my room and then I was completely ready, I walked next door to see all my daughter, his daughters, his granddaughters. And I was like, wow. I said, is this really happening? This is crazy. So yeah, I think it was completely surreal.
I think the moment for me was when we were all getting dressed and all of the grandsons were in the room with me, and I was helping tie ties for them, and I was helping tie shoes and all of that. And it's like all of a sudden it hit me. I have 6 new grandsons coming into my life, and all of a sudden I'm helping them tie neckties that I'd never in my entire life done before. And that moment was sort of a surreal moment.
Wow, that's really special.
Yeah,
I feel like it's such a symbol, a great way to end your love story, because I feel like the Golden Bachelor has really shown people that you can find love and live life to the fullest and grow and learn at any age in life. Like, there's just no limit to that. And I feel like having this big wedding and celebrating your love in the same way that people are when they're 30 or 50 or whatever age, like there's no age limit to celebrating love,
to make it special.
Yeah.
It really was.
Those messages we want to keep alive. We want to constantly talk about having hope and keeping your options alive and being confident about yourself, whether you're 60 or 70 or even older. So activities that we are thinking about doing in the future, that is a theme that we want to constantly reinforce because it's been heard so much, and I think it's really changed lives.
Mm-hmm. I also think it's really healthy for your grandchildren to be a part of this experience because it is so positive and it's such a great outlook just on life. So for them, I really think it's going to be beneficial.
That's really nice. Thank you. Yeah. I said to Henry, because he likes to say things like whatever he feels like, I said, Henry, this is live. You can say whatever you want. He didn't. He did his job. He went up there and he did it.
So good.
All right. Go ahead, Teresa.
I was going to say, there was one point they had told my grandsons to go left in the aisle, and then all of a sudden there were flowers there. They had to leap over the flowers.
The flowers were beautiful. Did you guys know what everything was going to look like?
No.
Or was it like a surprise?
It was beyond my wildest expectations. I think I just put out an Instagram post where I said, I spoke with Mindy and I said how much I love flowers, but wow, did she do it? It was so incredible.
Were you familiar with her work at all before you got the chance to work with her on this wedding?
I'd say my daughter was.
Okay. She did Sarah and Wells' wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was also a beautiful wedding. The design of her weddings is
unbelievable. Yeah, she's so sweet. And yet she doesn't impose anything that she wants. It's like totally listening to you and it's all what you want.
There was a time or two when we would question, and she had such a diplomatic way of saying, you guys, trust me, you will like this. Yeah. And it was like, lo and behold, when the final product was there, it was spectacular.
What do you guys think is the biggest difference in a wedding reception today from before when you first got married? Is there any
money?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Huge money. It's like a whole big business.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The wedding industry is raking it in.
That's true.
But I guess, seriously, the scope of things. You know, I remember the reception I had with Tony was in the church basement. Everyone carried in a hot dish. That was our food, you know, for the wedding. And I don't even remember if we had music. So now, you know, when you look at the productions, and not just ours, but, you know, everyone's productions and the music and the staging and everything is huge.
Also, we didn't write our own vows in that day, like in the 70s. You didn't. It was just the traditional, do you take this man to be your husband? That's it. So then that developed over the years where you would say, write your own vows. I think that was different. Yeah.
That's so interesting. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I feel like I did know that. Yeah. Just based off of, I just feel like older movies, like you never heard anyone read vows.
My parents didn't write their own vows.
Yeah.
That developed.
What was the conversation like when you guys did talk about if you were going to write your own vows or not?
We both agreed to that 100%. There wasn't much of a conversation at all. We both looked at each other and said, we're writing our own vows.
Yeah. So,
and we didn't talk about it any further. No. So literally the moments at the platform when we exchanged those vows were the very first moments that either of us heard from the other about
it. It took a while to write them, I'm sure, you know, And I really was committed to the fact that I wanted to just say it and not have to read it. And just moments before I was reading it, I was saying it to my daughter and I didn't get it right. I kept not getting it right. Then I finally said it and I go, yeah, and I want to have fun with you for the rest of our days. I said, which could be another hour. And she said, oh, leave that in. I said, okay, I'll leave that in.
But you're making like last minute edits right before you walk down the aisle.
Well, I said the word dead, but they took that out.
What was it?
She said the word dead.
Said, wow. Because Susan said, where do you think you'll be in 10 years? And I went, dead. I said, no, I'm only kidding. It was a joke. We're going to be alive. We're going to live to 120, right?
You are going to outlive us all.
Yeah.
How, so you mentioned Susan was your officiant, which was so amazing and special. Mm-hmm. How did you guys make that decision?
Oh, it was easy. It was such an easy decision. We wanted that so badly from the very beginning.
Really?
And we were dying to tell her. And we thought that we'd be able to at least be on a Zoom call and tell her, but they let us wait for a long, long time. Yes, it was unanimous. We wouldn't have, anyone else.
I remember the night that we were talking and I was a little apprehensive about bringing Susan up to her, knowing that it was a previous contestant.
Right.
And I'm not even sure how it happened, but she may have said Susan just about the same time I did when we started talking about an officiant. So, you know, there's been a lot of those moments with us that we've pretty much been in agreement, you know, without even much discussion, which has really helped a lot.
And she far exceeded our expectations. I mean, how great was she?
She's so talented.
She looked so beautiful. She dressed so appropriately and like, really made it. So great. Yeah.
And then how about having all the other alum, bachelor, the Golden Bachelor women at the wedding?
Yeah.
How special was that for you guys?
Absolutely spectacular. We would have wanted every single Golden Bachelor right there.
Yes.
We were all about it. I mean, there is lots of love amongst all of us and camaraderie. And, you know, it's an experience that's just so special to the people who are in the experience. And we love every single one of them. We talk to them all the time.
So, I go back to the very first night when everyone got out of the limo and we had a cocktail party before anyone had to go home. It was one of the most joyous moments I had in the entire season because you could just feel the mutual respect and the support and the love for each other. And when you are together with those women now, whether it's at our wedding or any other event, I have that feeling again. They're just, you know, we have a bond now that, you know, it will never be dismantled. It's gorgeous. It's wonderful.
That's amazing. Yeah, the show really does bond you in such a special and unique way. Yeah. And I think even more so with you guys being the first ever Golden Bachelor season. We speak of the other women. How was the bachelorette party, Teresa?
Oh my gosh. All right. So everything at the bachelorette party was a surprise to me.
Okay.
It was all a surprise. Boudoir shoot. I was just as nervous as everybody else. But then, you know, and I know that when I had to tell them, okay, we're going to do a boudoir shoot, they kind of, you know, Ellen was like, oh no. And this one was like, oh, I don't think so. And then they really embraced it, got into it, and looked so gorgeous. I mean, these girls looked so amazing, like one after another. So, and we had so much fun. Like at the end there, we were just like having fun on the bed. And then the, oh, well.
So,
yeah.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive, Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Joe, I got a question for you. Yeah. You know, like for guys, it's sort of an unwritten rule, you know, look but don't touch, right?
That's you're right.
There was a lot of touching.
I'm watching
it and I'm going, wait a minute, this is like...
You won't let me live it down.
They were playing the piano up and down those guys' abs.
I was just trying to be cooperative.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Gary, what are you... You didn't have a bachelor party, correct?
I did not.
Well, see, now I almost feel like you know, your friend should do a little something, maybe just like a little weekend getaway where, you know, you get to go.
Joe!
Well,
Joe, what are you doing, Joe?
We'll take our golf clubs to legitimize the trip. Yeah. It'll look like we're going to play golf.
Wow. I see. Things have really changed. The dynamic here has really changed. Okay.
Just like that.
when both of you first got married, did you have bachelorette and bachelor parties?
I didn't. No.
And I did.
You did.
Okay.
And it was. I think I still have the headache.
Yeah.
My children were born with a headache because of that bachelorette party or bachelor party.
Okay. What'd you do? Could you tell us?
Well, I remember we watched the sun come up. There was a lot of drinking. We went to a strip bar early on. the night before, I remember there was a small restaurant that was in Davenport, Iowa, in Ottumwa, Iowa, that was kind of iconic for watching the sun come up on a hangover. And you got certain food that was supposed to help you with that. It didn't work. And okay. I think I was sick for 2 days. So when someone mentioned bachelor party, I was fine not having one.
Yeah.
So now you guys are even. You each had one. Gary's had a bachelor party and Teresa's had a bachelorette party.
That's right. I was due.
Sure, if you want to call it that. I mean, mine was from 50 years ago, 55 years ago.
It was very lavish. Mine was so much fun. It was so much fun. I wish you were there.
Oh, good. I wish I was there too. It did look like a good time. Okay, Gary, we have to ask you, what did you think of the photos of Teresa during her boudoir photo shoot?
There is a photo of her standing in a double door and looking down, and her legs are crossed at her ankles. That is just absolutely breathtaking. And I was fortunate enough to have that gifted to me shortly before the wedding. And honest to gosh, I now have it in a really nice private spot in my closet at home where I see it every single day. It is just such a gorgeous, it captures her spirit, not just physically, but emotionally and her attitude about things. It is an awesome picture.
Thank you. It is not private anymore.
You can keep it in that closet all you want, Gary, but the photo is out there.
Well, I guess that's a good point. It's just that, you know, I kind of want to see it every day, you know, in this particular spot.
But I honestly thought it was only for him. I didn't know it would ever be shown by me anywhere. So that was surprising to me.
I think it's amazing. Yeah. The photos are beautiful. You should share them. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
We mentioned the Golden Bachelor women, Susan, but Gary standing up there and marrying Teresa. was there a moment where you kind of just like looked at it all and just like, did it feel, your journey feel complete? Like you really start, like it just all came out of nowhere. It's a brand new show. You start and you actually, you finish the way you wanted to with this beautiful woman. Like, did that, talk about that.
So I think the end of it for me, so to speak, was in Costa Rica when I asked Teresa to marry me, because it was at that moment that I didn't care about timing or anything else. I was literally 1,000% convinced that she was the right woman for me. And I really knew at that point that we would get married. I didn't know that it would be so quickly. Right. Didn't even really think of a timeline. But that was when I felt like I had the final chapter, the final sentence of the final chapter written. The wedding was sort of the denouement. So I guess that's kind of the best way I would describe it.
And then Teresa, how about you? Would you kind of like look at everyone like, huh? Yeah, I'm the best. I'm the winner. I did this.
That is what Joe would do. That is, Joe would be like, hey, everyone, I got him. God, and I'm walking down the aisle. I failed love.
No, they're all spectacular women.
No, of course.
Yeah. No, I never felt like, oh, I'm the best. No.
But was it, did you feel like this full circle moment?
For your personal journey.
Yes. Yeah. For my personal journey, yes, I did feel that. And I felt it at the same time at that podium when, because we didn't know how long it was going to be before we got married or where, and that this was going to happen. This wasn't even in our minds at that time.
Yeah.
But I can say that it was, for me, it was spectacular. I really felt like it was just,
And I've said it a few times over through the season, Teresa makes me calm. And when I got down on one knee and she said yes with such excitement that she would marry me, that was the moment of calm for me. So anything beyond that was just...
rile you up.
The wedding was pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. So.
Teresa, you looked so beautiful walking down the aisle. You had two looks, right? You had your ceremony look and then your reception look. How did you choose? Like, I felt so overwhelmed when I went dress shopping. What was your dress shopping process like?
I was completely overwhelmed. Yeah. And thank God I had all these women there to help me. So I looked at all these dresses. There's so many there. And I go, okay, you guys just pick out your favorite dress. And there was six of them. So they picked out six and then I picked out three and then I went upstairs and then I tried them on. And I honestly liked the first dress a lot, but it was kind of see-through. So I was convinced, no, that couldn't be. I said, oh, too risque. So then when I walked down the stairs and they all went nuts over this dress, I said, okay, I guess this is the one. I guess this is it. Yeah. How about you?
Was it you? So you said all the women picked and then you picked three. Who picked the one that you chose?
Oh my gosh. I think it was close to the one that Susan picked.
Okay.
I think she picked the first one that you see me walking to. And this one I might have chosen, and it looked just like that one, except it wasn't see-through. And it wasn't pink underneath. Yeah. So, I'm going to say Susan kind of said, I picked that.
She's like, I inspired this dress.
I picked that one,
And then what about your second dress? I loved your second look. Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much. I liked it so much. It was beautiful. Yeah. It was really by Carrie, the stylist. I mean, he chose it and looked, found several dresses for me. And I said, oh, this is the one. It's just gorgeous. It's so comfortable. It's, it's funky. It looks so cool. So, and finally I got a dress that was see-through on the bottom. So yeah, I loved both of them. I couldn't, they were both appropriate for what they were doing.
Totally.
The dancing,
So, Joe, I'm noticing that during this conversation, you've been kind of quiet and Serena's face just gets smilier and smilier. It's like, we're not dress guys as much.
Yeah. No, I want to hear more about
you. Don't want to talk about your wedding dress shopping journey.
I want to hear more about Gary's first bachelor party. Okay. We're gonna get more into the reception. We have a lot of bachelor alum that was at the wedding. So many more questions. Just before we get into more of the reception, you guys have been married for a week. How has it been? after all the commotion and the chaos and the partying and the excitement?
It's been really good. So Gary had to go back home to get his dog and to straighten out a few things and go to visit his dad again. And then he just drove here. So you can tell him.
Yeah, drove yesterday.
Yes.
So it's about a 10-hour drive.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So Dakota, my golden doodle, and I loaded up the pickup truck and tools and pickleball equipment and clothes and dog stuff and everything. And we had our little drive across the country and arrived here last night just in time for a gloriously good dinner.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was great.
That's so nice.
What was it? What'd you make?
So I made salmon, but not just salmon. I did a base of chicken broth with cannellini beans and spinach and put the salmon on top of it and then did roasted cauliflower and roasted sweet potatoes.
I feel like I saw a photo of this on Instagram.
You did. Yeah, so that's...
Last time you guys were here, you were talking about how Teresa is like super healthy in terms of her diet. Gary, has it been rubbing off on you at all? Have you been rubbing off on each other? Like maybe Teresa's cheating a little more.
I'm trying really hard. But, you know, like I ate the dinner last night. It was very healthy. And all I could think about was what I wanted for dessert. So I was able to get past dessert. But this morning, as soon as Teresa went to work, I went out in my car and got a box of or a bag of the snacks that you get at the airport with the little M&Ms and nuts and raisins.
Oh,
I said last night, what do you want in the house? You didn't tell me that. I would have gotten.
He's like, I want junk food, Teresa.
It's a process. You know, I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
But it'll just take a little time.
And I said, and he said he wanted bagels. I said, if I go to this store, it's just like store-bought bagels. You've got to get authentic New Jersey bagels. And he didn't wait. But, you know, maybe tomorrow, you can get a really good bagel. So, yeah.
If you're going to have like a, if you're going to have a cheat dinner, you want to go get some junk food. What are you doing? Like cheeseburger, pizza?
Pizza.
Pizza.
Detroit style pizza. The big, thick, chewy crust pizza. Yeah. See,
Teresa does not agree with that.
I thought you said you loved that pizza that we got in New Jersey. You said it was the best.
Oh, that was really good. Yes.
Yes.
I will say, on the boardwalk. During the season, I had a piece of New Jersey pizza that was really good.
Yeah.
And that doesn't surprise me.
What's yours, Teresa?
The only cheat I have is if there's really great tiramisu at a restaurant, I will eat tiramisu.
I love tiramisu.
That's about it. Yeah. But, you know, he can eat whatever he wants. It's great. He can, you know, as long as you're happy.
So what is the plan now? Because you're both in New Jersey currently with the dog, with all the clothes, with the tools, with the pickleball stuff. Last time we talked to you, you were looking in Charleston. Is that still kind of the plan?
We're still going to look there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to consider New Jersey, but it's probably going to be outside of Charleston. Like, so yes, that's the plan. So the plan is that we're going to plan, that we're going to sit down and plan. And all of a sudden my wheels started spinning about the trip to Italy. Like that finally, you know, and I'm not having to think about the wedding or Christmas or work. I am still thinking about work, but now I can actually plan it. And I'm so excited about it. Like, you know, that's what we're thinking, to go in May or June when the weather's really nice. So that's our,
And will then that plan be, will that be your official honeymoon? We did Italy for our honeymoon as well.
Yes, I know. So we have to know what you liked and what you would you want more of? What would you want less of? Where do we go? And I'm thinking, I've already been Rome and above. We're thinking Rome and below. And, you know, and maybe being in luxury hotels, but then mixing it up with being with, you know, right in the economy with people and, you know, trying to get the feel for the people, for my paisanos, because I'm full Italian.
There you go.
Don't speak it.
have you been to the Amalfi Coast?
I've only been to Capri, but no one else.
And that's high on our list for this trip.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
It's really pretty.
Yeah,
I know, Joe, you planned the wedding, the trip to Italy.
I did. I'm a planner, so I did plan. I did plan our honeymoon. So, if you guys, you guys need my help, I don't charge yet, and I wouldn't charge you guys.
Start charging right now.
But for any of our listeners, I am starting a new business. I'm a honeymoon planner.
That's good.
Joe, the market maker for travel agencies.
Yeah.
You know what? You would be a great honeymoon planner.
I would be. I don't know if that's if that's a thing, if that's a role.
There we go. Susan can officiate weddings and you can plan everyone's honeymoons. You guys could go into business together. And Wells can also officiate weddings.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you guys had a chance to watch the special back? Did you watch it back?
I did fully. He did fully. And then we started last night watching it together.
Yeah, we wanted to watch it together.
Well, I kept saying, oh, wow, Kathy's really good. Wow, that's really good. She's doing a great job. Look at that. But then, all the women were so, so, so beautiful. And Charity was so good. I mean, they had such presence.
It's fun to watch the background too, and see all of your friends enjoying themselves and, you know, the guests that you've invited. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Kept saying, oh, look, I kept saying, look at the background. Look at who's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What were your thoughts on Brayden and Christina getting engaged?
Yeah, so they called you. Brayden called you.
Oh, they did call you. Okay.
Yeah, and then he called me.
I've heard a couple of comments like, oh, geez, that was inappropriate. And, you know, why steal the thunder and you know, the spotlight from the wedding? And, you know, Brayden called. And he was very sincere and earnest about his request. And he goes... And I've talked to, you know, I consider him a pretty good friend, and I've talked to some of the kids and so forth. And he was really earnest about the question. And I said, hold on, let me call Teresa.
And I said, Teresa said
it was fine with her. And so I buzzed him back quick and I said, yeah, go for it.
You know what? And they didn't interfere with our wedding. That happened before we were there. So
yeah, that's true. That, it'd be different if they like stood up in the middle of your ceremony.
Completely different. But then we watched it and I was just so cute. Oh my God, it was really cute watching them. So that was great. That was great.
Yeah,
I say live and let live, and the more the merrier, and it's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not like people are going to stop celebrating you guys because these two guys. It's just an added layer, you know.
Added excitement.
We're kind of thinking it looked like an award show. It looked like the way they set it up. Really well done.
Red carpet. All the guests would come by. Little brief interview pictures. It was really a well thought out, well put together production.
We were sad we weren't part of that. You weren't part of any of it, and we're sad about that. But I would have loved to have seen, have been there with all of that, but you got more of it than I did. Yeah. So.
Were there any Bachelor alum that you guys got to meet that you were excited to meet, or that you just,
we're happy to see again.
Yeah.
Well, one of the interesting things is I got to play pickleball with Trista the next day.
Oh, did you?
Yes. And that was great fun. Her daughter was with her. We had both families together. We rented a couple of courts and everybody was having a great time playing pickleball. Anna was there, you know, one of the early season, bachelorettes. Trista showed up. She's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
And so that was fun.
Yeah, I was excited about Desiree and Jade and Caitlin to see her again and Molly because I used to watch The Bachelor with my husband, and these are the seasons that I watched, and Ben Higgins. It was very exciting. Yeah. We kept looking for you guys. Where are they?
We should have let you know we weren't coming.
I would have.
We should have RSVP'd properly.
I would have played Gary the next day in pickleball.
That would have been.
I'm gonna go back.
Yeah.
Ashley and Jared. I never got to meet. I believe they were there, but I never got to meet them. I'm disappointed.
They were.
They were.
Yeah.
Just a little nod you guys give each other when it's your turn.
I can tell you what my highlights were from the wedding.
I would love to hear your highlights.
Yeah, I would say that his daughter speaking and then my daughter speaking just was, I know that, and I read comments, oh, it shouldn't have been done then, but it was amazing for us to hear that. And they really spoke from the heart, so that was amazing. And to see Henry come down and to see all the beautiful, incredible people there, just to be really, like I said before, surrounded by such positive, loving people. And then the flowers. Wow, wow, wow. And the band. Did you hear about the band? Whoa. Oh. Like this was.
Yeah, tell us about the band.
Oh, my God. It was, I don't know, can I say the name of the band? It's JB Project. Sir. They were JB Project. They were phenomenal. No one stopped dancing. It was just nonsense the entire night. So, and they were entertainers beyond just being musicians. They were dancing. They were just incredible. So,
You did miss the moments when we were taken up on stage with the band.
Yeah,
we did that. So you could watch the spotlight on two people of our age trying to keep up with the younger bachelors and bachelorettes.
They were nonstop. Gone by. I would get to a point where I was too tired. I had to sit down and I'd go walk across the dance floor and some young 30-year-old would stop me and go, and I go, okay, I'm going to keep dancing. I think I might die really on this dance floor right now. But yeah.
Something that I thought was a highlight for the wedding. And it's sort of in the background, but we both made such good friends with some of the crew during that season that, after we put together our invitation list, we insisted that there were, a number of those people attend the wedding as our guests, not as working people, because we were treated so extremely well and courteously and respectfully through that entire season. That it would have been criminal to not have them there as our guests.
Yeah,
they're, Steve and Bradford and I mean, my list could go on and on, but they were great.
And they had a good time.
Was there anyone that's part of your life that you really wanted to be at the wedding that just couldn't make it?
Maybe my relatives from Italy.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
And my dad.
Yeah,
I had it set up for my dad to be there, and he had to check with his cardiologist, and the cardiologist said, absolutely no way, you can't fly. Yeah. So I set it up to have an exact, nearly as possible, duplicate of the wedding cake in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I found a baker. My daughter helped me, Angie. And so we had a wedding cake made and delivered to him on wedding night. So he had a watch party like he has had in the past, and he has told me afterwards that that's as drunk as he's ever gotten in the last 25 years.
Really?
Yeah, he was drinking Irish whiskey and champagne back and forth. And so, I was really happy that he enjoyed it the best he could. But he was real disappointed he couldn't go.
Yeah, and I would say my mom and dad are not around anymore, but boy, would I have loved for them to have been there. They would have just loved it so much.
Yeah.
That's really special. I'm guess that's the perk of having a live televised wedding, is you know for sure he was getting to watch the whole thing from home and celebrate with you guys, even though he wasn't able to be there. Was it so surreal having like the people that work on the show, your former contestants, Bachelor alumni, and then also your family and friends all in one room? I mean, that's a lot of different groups of people all together celebrating you.
Insane. It was incredible.
You know, I just kept looking around at that group, and it'd be one familiar face after another. And I'm going, who am I to be associating with celebrities like this? You know, it's like, you know, I'm just a guy from Indiana that all of a sudden got swept into this. And I know all these people now. But that part was really, it was almost overwhelming when you look at all the happy faces.
Yeah, you're right, Serena, though, to have all of these people in the same room. That's just, and they were starstruck too, like our friends and family. They wanted to meet all these other women they're so excited about it. And and meeting my grandsons, it was amazing.
I don't think there's anyone in the country that doesn't know the Golden Couple. So you guys might have been the
biggest celebrities in the room. Don't sell yourself short.
That hasn't hit home yet. So
that's crazy.
Who was the drunkest? Who was the drunkest person at the reception?
Yeah, who was the drunkest? I don't know.
That means it's probably you, Teresa.
I guess it was the person who was having the best time. I know.
And I know somebody was on Braden's shoulder. Was it Wells? On Braden's shoulders
probably,
at the end of the night?
It probably was Wells.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty. That was in the last 15 or 20 minutes before the end of the band, and I turned around and looked, and there was Wells on Braden's shoulders.
Oh my gosh, that is so fun.
No, go ahead, Teresa.
No, it was nonstop dancing. I don't think there was a slow dance played.
I was gonna say, what did you guys do for your first dance? Did you have a first dance?
My favorite is Van Morrison, so I don't know if you've ever heard this song, Someone Like You. It's beautiful.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, you know that one. Okay. Yeah. And then we changed that into Sure Thing by Miguel, which made
it that's so fun.
Yeah.
We actually did have a choreographed dance.
We did.
We were not confident in it that we could pull it off. We wanted to do it, but what if we messed the whole thing up? Because we didn't have enough time to really practice it. But
that's so funny. My dad, for our father-daughter dance, wanted to he was like nervous about it, so he wanted to kind of choreograph it a little bit, like not anything fancy, just like where he was stepping and stuff. And I was like, okay. But by the time it came, we both had a few drinks, and I was like, we're not going to remember this. Let's just have fun. It's fine. we're not going to remember the dance. We're not going to remember any of the steps. He was like, okay, yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. Exactly.
I was really fired up about it, though, because the last 90 seconds of our dance was Lil Boothang.
Yeah. And, it was cool. It was really cool.
Yeah. We were almost there. Another couple of times together, we would have had time to rehearse enough that we would have done it.
You Make Me Feel So Young was the song, right? Wait, was it?
Yeah, it
started out, You Make Me Feel So Young, Frank Sinatra, sort of like a waltz sort of thing. And he was picked me up. It was so great. If this ever worked out, lots of spins, lots of twirls, tilting in. Oh my God, pushing me back. Oh, it was great.
You guys should film it. You guys should film it and post it. People would love to see that.
Yeah, I think that. Islands in the Stream for us was pushing the edge a little bit. So
that was impromptu. We should try to get this down.
Anything happen after the reception? Was there an after party after?
Yeah, how did you close out the night?
And food. Did you guys have late night food?
It was the most unglamorous, unspectacular way to end a wedding night. I trudged to my suite, grabbed enough clothes to start the next morning. By the time I got to her suite, she was already under the covers. We gave it all we had. It was kind of like game time. And when the final buzzer went off, we were sacking. We were done.
No, we were up for such a long time. So
yeah. What time did you guys go to bed at?
It was like kind of midnight, right? Was it after?
No, we left at midnight. Yeah, it was 1 o'clock.
So that's really late for a 7-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, and when did you start? I bet you started. When did you start your day? Yeah, I'm assuming like 8 a.m., right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like
we were up early.
I was up at 6 and started 8 on our feet all day. So,
No, I think we went to bed at like 1 a.m. too.
Yeah, we were. I remember just being by the end of it, because you're just you're
on all
you're
day.
Socially drained. Like by the end of the day,
emotionally burnt out.
I ordered.
And it wasn't just the one day. It was like the several days before.
Yes.
By the time we got to the resort, and literally everybody on that resort, I think, knew who we were. So it was constantly stopping for photos and a chat, and some people want to chat a little bit longer, and and so it's like 3 days or 4 days in a row of being on.
That's exactly what Joe said, socially draining. Like, great, we love to meet everybody, but
I remember when we were in Charleston for our wedding, I was always running late, and I was like, why does this keep happening to me? And it was because I would be like, okay, it's going to take me 10 minutes to get to this lunch spot, but then you run into everyone, and then it takes you 25 minutes to get there because you stop and you say hi.
Exactly right.
Yeah, if 10 minutes becomes an hour.
Exactly.
And you may not have noticed, but Teresa tends to be a little chatty, so she's happy to engage people.
Yeah, I like to talk. But the next morning was so great. We were having breakfast with everyone, so that was great. We played pickleball, and then some of our family went on hikes. So we had a lot of fun the next day. We had to have that energy for that. So,
So you weren't hungover? You weren't hungover at all for the next day?
No.
No. Yeah. I think I had one Gare Bear, and that was it.
Yeah. Is that the orange juice and vodka?
Well, it's cranberry and vodka.
Cranberry and vodka.
That's funny.
I remember.
I was the one who gave him his first drink, and I'd heard, I think maybe it was your podcast, where he said he liked cranberry and vodka. And when I saw the orange, I go, what is going on? This isn't your drink, but it was because of his teeth that he couldn't stain them.
Yeah, the cranberry gets your lips a little red.
Yeah, right.
Everyone, so, they're going to be like, Gary's making out with everyone with red lipstick tonight. Really, just the cranberry juice.
I was able to, like, when we got, everybody was fussing around us and fussing around me. And I was just really like, okay, it's fine. I just really just lived in that moment, like I said before, and just enjoyed it. I'm so grateful that we were able to do that, to really enjoy that moment.
Before we let you go, are you guys going to be watching Joey's season of
The Bachelor?
Yes, absolutely.
I said that to him. Absolutely, we have to watch Joey's season together. We love him so much and can't wait. It looks so good.
And what advice, did you give him any advice? And if you didn't, what advice would you give him?
Oh, just go with your heart and be in the moment and be open to everything. But he's done it already. And so I'm sure he's chosen this most wonderful person.
Yeah, he's seen it from the other side. So now he's seeing it from the lead side. And I think Joey's a pretty sharp guy. So, any advice we would give him might lead him astray. So I think he's going to be just fine on his own.
Yeah.
You know, a guy that can pull off a pink suit like he can, he's got it going on.
Now he has to keep his secret for a long, long, long time.
He does.
Yeah. This will bond us, this experience, more so to watch Joey's season. We'll have
that'll be nice because it'll be like the first season you guys are watching after your journey's over. So it'll be kind of like a sentimental little viewing party at your house every night. The first season I watched back, actually, I got anxiety watching the night one episode because you like put yourself in their shoes. And I remember being like, I was so nervous when I did that. But it's fun to kind of be able to be like, I remember when I did that.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. I can't wait to see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I have something for you guys. If you're able to get to Florence when you go to Italy, there's an ice cream shop called Vivoli. And they have a vanilla custard espresso drink.
It's like an affogato.
Ooh. An affogato.
Affogato is so delicious.
This is the best thing in the world.
That is the shop to go to. So that is my wedding gift from you guys, is that little bit of information.
Did you say Bolli Beach?
Vivoli. So it's V-I-V-O-L-I. It has like a purple neon sign. Yeah.
Oh,
and
that sounds so great. That's wonderful.
Joe got three of them.
Oh, God, like in a row. That's a great dessert.
Serena, did you notice when he said it's the best thing in the world, he looked at you as if he was bracing for a blow?
Yeah, because we both know that tops me. He would choose that over me any day.
But you're not a thing. You're a person, you know?
That's true. Yeah. I'm the best person in the world.
I don't know. Yeah. There you go.
Good save, good save.
Thank you.
So are you looking forward to another, I have to ask you, another vacation that's not Italy? Do you have anything that you're planning?
Maybe. We're going to try to do
an Asia trip this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Joe's favorite place he's ever been is Japan. I've never been to Asia at all. So we thought that could be fun. We did Spain 2 years ago and Italy last year. So we thought maybe change it up from Europe this year. Go somewhere else.
Have you been to Australia?
No.
No.
No?
No, me neither.
That would be a good one too.
There's so many states in the United States we haven't been to. So we've got to go to a lot of places.
I know. It just gets so hard.
Because there's so many places. It's so hard to choose.
I know. It's going to be fun.
We'll figure it out.
Are we good? All right. Yeah. Gary and Teresa, thank you so much for joining us. We are so happy for you both. The craziness is done. You can breathe and just enjoy newlywed life, which is an amazing feeling. And we wish you the best in life and planning your honeymoon and the move and all the things coming your way.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for just coming on the podcast so many times and sharing your story with us, and we're so happy for you guys, and I really hope you drink an affogato in Florence.
I can't wait.
Based on that, we'll have to chase it down.
Thank you guys
thank you so much.
Thank you.
You guys are the best.
Always fun.
Thank you. And for our listeners, we love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and make sure you stay tuned to Happy Hour every week. We have exclusive interviews and we'll be recapping Joey's season of The Bachelor, because that's coming up pretty damn soon.
That's it. Bye. Thanks for listening. Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase, because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.